on Easter, and this was caught wind of this online. In yesterday's edition of the Detroit Free Press, because it's a combined edition, they do the Free Press and News. You hear about the obituary that appeared? Pat, you're shaking your head.
You did. I did. Yeah, I heard.
You know,
I saw it
along with all the other. I'll just say this is going to. I don't want it to sound crass or anything. You know, the regular obituary, shall we say?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right.
Was an obituary for one, Albert William Kaline. Along with, because he had, let's face it, he had already been memorialized. You would figure that the way his life was covered and his obituary was pretty much already written for the week, but no, his family placed an obituary.
They did.
Yeah.
And
he was a man of the people.
That's right.
And it was. The obituary read that way. It was very simple. Let's just give you a couple of highlights that the family included. And I'm wondering if maybe Al had influence on this before he passed away. Did they say, what would you like us to say? So here's a couple of notes that from the Al Kaline obituary. Al's love and commitment to baseball led to an incredible 67-year career with the Detroit Tiger Baseball Club. As player, broadcaster, and special assistant to the president of the team, he never really retired. Al and Louise became Detroit area residents after their marriage in 1954, and Al was always grateful for the love and support of the fans from the city and the state that showed him over the years, as well as for all the Tigers and Major League Baseball provided for him. And then I love this part. He embodied the Detroit work ethic as a player and always did what he could on and off the field to serve as an ambassador to baseball, the Tigers, and the city whenever possible. And to the end, Al felt that the game, the team, and the city gave him far more than he gave in return.
Wow.
Is that classic?
That was very good.
Yeah, it is.
Is that classic?
Very nice.
And then just when you thought it couldn't get even more humble. In lieu of flowers or donations, the Kaline family asks you reach out to someone you love and check in on them during this unprecedented and challenging time of need, and be sure to thank our military, police, fire, EMS, and frontline caregivers in any way you can.
How about that?
Yeah. That's the Al Kaline obituary from yesterday.
Fitting.
It is. It's just
very fitting.
Just that's just amazing. It wouldn't surprise me if he had something to say about that.
And you're right, Charlie. I was just going to say you're right. I mean, when you look at the obituary page there, the Free Press, it's not like he got a big picture or anything like that. He's just one of everybody else.
Just right in there.
You know, and as far as him writing it, you know, I think many people could have written that about him, because anyone that knew him or knew of him probably felt that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be quite special when, at some point, Tiger fans will have a chance to show their love in a more public manner.